Whether it's sewers, or roads, or public schools, the majority of the money used to pay for many of the services we rely on in New York City comes from property taxes. But the way the city determines how much property owners owe is pretty murky. Now a Bloomberg News investigation has uncovered just how unfair that system is, and documents how owners of highly valued properties often pay the lowest percentage in taxes. Reporter Jason Grotto joins us now to talk about his story. Hey, Jason.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
You're right that a big problem in this system is how the city assesses how much a residential property is worth. And you say that that system is pretty flawed. To those of us who aren't seeped in the tax code, can you explain how exactly that works?
Sure. The first thing to understand is that our story looks specifically at condominiums and cooperatives. And those types of properties are particularly problematic in New York, in large part, or at least starting off, because of a state law that requires the city to value those properties as if they produced income like rental apartments. Mm-hmm. And of course, private residences usually do not produce income. So that's the problem, because it requires the city to sort of make up numbers for the income that these condos or cooperatives may have made had they been rental properties. And we found that in computing these estimates, that they skew the results in ways that lead to lower priced condos to be overvalued relative to higher priced condos. And because taxes are based on those initial valuations, that skews the entire distribution of the tax burden.
One of the examples that you have is that the tax burden is so skewed to the point that an apartment in Throgs Neck in the Bronx is on the hook for almost $4,000 in property taxes. But the owner of a $2.15 million condo in Williamsburg only pays $157. How does it get that bad?
Well, it starts once again with the valuation. Mm-hmm. They undervalue everyone. And so because they do that, you could be living in a modest condo or co-op and look at your tax bill and say, oh, they're undervaluing me. I'm getting a good deal. What you don't know is that the multi-million dollar condo is undervalued even more. So that's kind of the first issue. The second is, over the years, the city has ladled on and created any number of exemption and abatement programs. Most of those favor condo developments, particularly ones where old industrial buildings are turned into condominiums, and there's a lot of that in Williamsburg.
Yes.
And so they benefit from that a huge amount. That drives the bills down crazy. So those two things working in tandem is really driving what is an inequitable system.
I think for folks who rent, myself being a renter too, it's easy to think, well, that stuff doesn't affect me because I don't pay property taxes, but it does end up affecting everybody, right?
That's absolutely right. The other quirky thing about the New York state law and the way the city does it is that it puts condominiums and co-ops in the same tax class as rental properties. And what we found when we studied the system is that the city captures a much higher percentage of the actual market values for rental properties than it does for condominiums and cooperatives. So rental properties, they're capturing more value. And to the extent that landlords pass those costs on, the tax costs on to renters, that falls on renters. And some have called it a hidden tax, because if you're renting, you never get a tax bill. You have no idea what the taxes are in the building. And so it's a way of, once again, sort of obfuscating what's really going on here.
This is something that housing activists and politicians have been trying to fix for decades. Can you tell us how the system might be made more fair and how that would affect the real estate market in the city?
It is going to be incredibly difficult to fix the system and to make it equal. What we're told by experts is that the real estate market has what they called capitalized these skewed property taxes. So at the very high end, the $2.15 million condo that had a tax bill of $157, if it was valued accurately, it wouldn't be worth $2.15 million in all likelihood. Wow. It would be worth less. And so to fix this, what we're told by the experts is it would cause like a tectonic wealth transfer. And so that creates a real difficult political situation and one that makes it unlikely you know, to be fixed overnight. It's going to take sustained effort over a very long period of time. And of course, all of this will take legislation that will need to be written as well if you really want to fix it.
Jason Grotto is a reporter for Bloomberg News. Jason, thanks for joining us and for your reporting.
Thanks so much for having me.